Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Hi. Could I just get a coffee, please? Medium. Black. Thank you. It's brutal out there tonight. I don't think I've seen so much snow since I left my hometown. I'm from up north, yeah. Way up north. Now, I'm surprised you guys are open so late. Most shops would have closed early because of the storm, especially when business is slow. You and I are the only two people in here. Listen, I know typically when people offer to buy their server a drink, they're in a bar instead of a cafe, but seeing as we're keeping each other company, could I buy you a drink? There's nothing like a hot drink on a cold day in a nice setting with a cute guy. Truly. What else could a girl need for Christmas? Do you celebrate? I used to. Actually, it's big business in my hometown. Would you believe me if I told you I grew up on a Christmas tree farm, of all places? Oh, basically a forest. Okay, if my father heard you say that, he'd Kris your Kringle faster than you could say shortbread. He had a real passion for growing the perfect trees. Full branches, none of that Charlie Brown shit. And me? Well, I grew up to have an aversion to the Hallmark side of life and decided to strike out on my own. Have a more normal, less holiday-centric life. How about you? Yeah. How did you end up working in a cafe during a snowstorm on Christmas Eve, listening to a stranger ramble about her life? Oh, forgive me. You own this place? Well, I love what you've done with it. It's very festive. I especially dig the plastic tree by the register. So you're not spending the holidays with anyone? That seems a damn shame. I would have thought a sexy business owner like you would have a full dance card this season. So I guess we're both on our own, huh? Oh, looks like the power cut out. I guess it's a good thing we both already have hot drinks. Is this how you imagine spending your holiday? Sipping coffee with a complete stranger who wandered in and started asking you invasive questions about your childhood. I suppose it could be worse. Okay, fair point. With the storm raging outside, it's bound to get a little chilly in here, but hey, maybe we'll both get a Christmas miracle. You want to play a game? Yes, a game. You know, one of those things people do to pass the time when the Wi-Fi goes down and they have nothing else to do. How about two truths and a lie? What? It's a classic. It's the perfect way to gauge exactly how perceptive a person is, and it's even more fun when you play with someone who doesn't know you. Do you want a little rum for that coffee? I never leave home without my emergency flask. Of course, when I say that out loud, it makes me sound like a raging alcoholic. But I promise you, it's only for keeping warm. Yeah, I'm aware that it's only the illusion of toasty, but it tastes good. You must be real fun at parties, you know that. Suit yourself. I'm gonna add a little splash to this tasty coffee you made me. So, two truths and a lie. You game? I'll go first. I took acting lessons in college, and my greatest claim to fame is an appearance in a commercial for deodorant. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite childhood movie, and I've seen it no less than 500 times. And I'm an actual Christmas elf, and that tree farm I grew up on is located in the North Pole. Why are you laughing? Come on, which one's a lie? What do you mean? It's obvious. I promise you it isn't. Come on, choose. You think I'm lying about being an elf because they don't exist. Well, I hate to break it to you, but you suck at this game. Because I promise you, I never took acting lessons. Beauty and the Beast is a classic. And I really did grow up in the North Pole helping my father grow Christmas trees for Santa. You don't believe me? I don't usually go for the whole magic thing, especially not since I left home. And I know you don't believe in any of this, but I promise you are not seeing things. See, I might have left magic behind, but that doesn't mean I can't still tell when someone's heart is in danger of shrinking two sizes. And yours is. Shit's been rough. I get it. The breakup was hard, wasn't it? This time of year really sucks when you don't have anyone to cuddle up with in front of a fire. Trust me, I know. My heart was broken too, more than once. Turns out I was a little too gullible when I decided to join the human world, and I fell for more than one guy on Santa's bad list. But you have a good heart. It called to me like a beacon. And no matter how much I wanted to ignore it and keep heading toward California to get away from all the damn snow, I couldn't resist it. So I came here, just to see if I was wrong, if maybe it was like some residual thing from my time in the land of candy canes, but it wasn't. You needed me. You needed some kind of miracle this year, didn't you? Something to remind you of all the good still in the world. Something to holly your jolly, so to speak. Well, here I am. I wasn't expecting to be so attracted to you. And I certainly wasn't expecting the power to go out and strand us here. I've been searching for my reason ever since I walked away from my family. Looking for a purpose. Trying to experience the best things about humanity. You're lonely, aren't you? Well, so am I. And if you let me, if you want me to, I'd very much like to kiss you. I might be an actual elf, but my body is very much human. So, will you let me be your miracle tonight?
Wrap your arms around me.
Slip your tongue into my mouth. I've been wanting to do this from the moment I laid my eyes on you. I don't know what it is, but I can't deny the way I feel. Keep kissing me. Put your hands on me. Explore my body. I want you to. That feels good. Squeeze my tits. Lift them into your palms. Kiss your way down my neck. Send goosebumps spreading all over my body. Lift me up onto the counter. Let me lock my legs around you. I want to feel you grinding into me. Like that. Move your hips while I slide my hands up your shirt. Your skin is so smooth, so hot, so sexy. Lean back and let me take your shirt off you. Kiss my way down your chest. Move up and take your earlobe into my mouth. Slide your hands up my thighs and take my panties off me. Smell them. That is how much you turn me on. How much I need you. Do you want to taste me? I'll lay back on the counter and you can eat my pussy right here. And make me come on this counter. Oh, fuck yes. Kiss up my thighs. Feeling your lips brushing against the sensitive, soft skin is so erotic. So torturous. You know exactly where I need your lips and tongue, and you're dragging it out. So much sweet agony, please. Please, lick my pussy. Right there. Oh, God. Oh, and tongue, fuck me. Look how hard my thighs are shaking. Eat my magical little pussy, baby. Fuck. It's so good. Push your tongue inside me. Rub my clit. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh my God, yes. Slip your fingers inside me. Lick my clit and push your thumb into my asshole. Fuck. Oh, that's so goddamn good. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Make me come all over your face. I'm so fucking close. Please, baby, please. Flip me over and fuck me. Bend me over the bar and take my pussy. Fuck my ass, whatever hole you want. It's yours. Look at me. Pour everything into me. Your loneliness, frustration, and pain. I can take it all. I want it all. I want you to fuck me. Your cock is fucking perfect. You feel so good. Own my little elven pussy. God, yes. God. Slam into me. Crush my tits against the counter. Pull my head back. Wrap your fingers around my throat. I like it rough. I like it hard. I like it exactly how you're giving it to me. You want to make me come on your cock this time? Your face is slathered in my fucking juices. Now I'm coating your cock. Do you want to feel me clenching and pulsing around you? Taking you deep inside me. Bouncing myself back onto your length. Give it to me. Just like... You
Use my pussy. Use me like I'm your little cock sleeve. Oh, your cum is a gift. Oh, and I want it inside me. Oh, yeah, you like that? Oh, you want to come inside my pussy? Breed your Christmas elf. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm almost there. Oh, you're getting close. Oh, I can feel your balls slapping against my clit, and they're so heavy with cum. You need this, don't you? You need me as much as I need you. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Don't stop until you come. Baby, keep going. I can take it. Oh, I can take every inch of your perfect cock. Paint my cervix with your seed. Feels so good spurting inside of me. Your fingers feel incredible pressing into my skin, leaving little marks. I want to clean your cock off with my tongue. Lick off the flavor of our mingled sex. Fuck. We taste so good. Kiss me. Taste our sex. So, not such a bad night after all. Merry Christmas. You know, it's getting kind of late. Should probably close up shop and head home, yeah? Do you want to take me with you? And maybe put me under your tree and unwrap me? I'm more than willing to be your present this year. So, are you willing to be mine? Well then, let's snag a carton of eggnog and head to your place.